This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Carmen Jaramillo with local news for October 12, 2021. Jefferson County is beginning contract negotiations this week to bring on Ethan Ropp, an executive at KEXP Radio in Seattle, as Jefferson County's new county administrator. Jefferson County has been on the hunt for a new top executive after Philip Morley, who served in the role for 12 years, resigned abruptly in April. Ropp was one of three finalist candidates, including the former city manager of Sunnyside, Washington, and the county administrative officer of Trinity County, California. Although Ropp has been working at KEXP Radio since 2014, his previous governmental experience includes work for King County and the City of Seattle, where he served in various roles, including as the Director of Policy and Operations, from 2010 to 2014. The three finalists gave public presentations on their vision for the county Friday. Ropp's presentation focused on what he sees as the major trends which will affect the county over the next 10 years. He highlighted the growing effects of climate change, as well as increases in tourism, population, and property values. Communities like ours can be easily overrun by the growing metropolitan footprint of Seattle, he said. As more and more people move here or choose Jefferson County as the spot for their vacation home, businesses and diversity can suffer without proper infrastructure and development plans. We must strike a balance between continued growth and protecting what makes our county unique, he said. Ropp noted that effects of climate change will undoubtedly impact every aspect of life in Jefferson County over the next 10 years. He pointed to rising sea levels, increased heat events, droughts, wildfires, and pest infestations as the most likely contributors. After hearing from all three candidates, commissioners voted unanimously to move forward with Ropp. They expressed confidence that his experience, vision for the county, and personal character would serve the county well. A contract for Ropp's employment will come before the board sometime over the next month. Ferry service interruptions and cancellations reached new heights last week, with over 150 sailings across the Puget Sound canceled Thursday and Friday. Service was reduced on 7 of 10 routes, and wait times exceeded 3 hours in several locations, including Coopville, for standby vehicles. Extreme crew shortages are the main cause of canceled ferries, as if even one employee calls out and a replacement cannot be found, the sailing will be canceled. On Friday, 202 employees were unavailable for work due to being sick, taking vacation time, or planned leave. While that number is not unusually high out of a workforce of approximately 1,600, the system has had a hard time finding employees to fill in open shifts, as many of them are already working overtime. An aging workforce and a lack of new recruits is also exacerbating the problem. Rumors are still flying about ferry employees quitting over Jay Inslee's vaccine mandate for state employees. Approximately 87% of ferry employees have already submitted proof of vaccination, said Lars Erickson, communications director for the Washington State Department of Transportation. It is possible that some employees who do not intend to get vaccinated are cashing in sick time before the October 18th deadline, said Justin Fujikawa, a Washington State Ferry spokesperson. The lack of crew is on the verge of becoming unsustainable, he said. Continued disruptions have made ferries a front-and-center issue for many Washington state lawmakers. Democratic senators and representatives of the 40th Legislative District, which includes San Juan County, signed a statement last week calling for an increase in the Washington State Ferry's budget to help with crew shortages, as well as increase the overall fleet size. Governor Jay Inslee said he is considering short- and long-term options to reduce the strain on the system, including a possible budget increase. He also said Friday that state services will continue with or without those who refuse to get the vaccine after the October 18th deadline. We are no longer seeing high levels of community spread of COVID-19 in Jefferson County, Dr. Allison Berry, public health officer, said Monday. Jefferson County Public Health added 12 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the total confirmed case count to 1,053. 30 cases are in active isolation. The majority of newly reported cases are coming from those who travel outside of the county and then pass it on to household contacts, she said. In the first week of October, about 5% of tests were returning positive. Across Washington state, case rates are down by 14%, but mostly plateauing and not continuing to decrease, she said. While lower case counts is something to celebrate, a plateau means the next spike can come harder and faster, she said. Jefferson County has the second lowest case rate in the state, with 226 cases per 100,000 residents. While case rates are down, public health is contending with a local outbreak connected to Brennan schools that has infected 16 people, including mostly children, she said. Everyone connected to the outbreak is in good condition, and the transmission event occurred not at school but on the school bus. This event highlights the importance of vaccination for eligible adults, she said. Since children are still unable to receive the vaccine, we must protect them in other ways. In this region, unvaccinated people are 9 times more likely to contract COVID-19 and 26 times more likely to be hospitalized with COVID-19, Berry said. That's all from me for today. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Carmen Jaramillo. Thanks for listening.